beyond figuring out just my personal happiness, something else happened along the way that helped make mastering happiness a slam dunk for absolutely everyone reading this book. Because while trying to figure out how happiness works so I could selfishly experience more of it, I actually stumbled into a deeper understanding of how the human mind itself works. This not only granted me access to an unlimited supply of on-demand happiness for myself, it took me to the place well beyond happiness and showed me how the whole happiness process works within the human mind in general. And I think using this knowledge can take you to that place well beyond happiness also. Not only that, but I think it can quell your overall pain and suffering and unlock the hidden power of your mind that you had no idea was even waiting to be discovered. That's why I intend to share with you the keys to the kingdom of your mind. Because when you accept those keys, you will certainly have the freedom to increase your happiness levels if you wish. But having those keys will do a bunch of other cool stuff for you also. You know, we don't think about it very often, but it's our mind that creates our whole life. You could say our mind is our life, or at the very least, it's how we experience every single moment of our life. And it's what we use to make the decisions about where our life takes us. If you want to get technical, there's absolutely nothing in life that we could ever experience or do without the assistance of our mind. When we look at a sunset, our mind is where we see it. When we listen to an amazing piece of music, our mind is where we hear it. When we stop to smell the flowers or taste a good meal or stand in wonder of how amazing the water feels on our back as we take a hot shower on a cold winter's day, it's our mind where all that magic happens. And that's only where the magic of our mind starts. Our mind is where every one of our thoughts is generated. Every one of our opinions, every one of our perceptions about how we see the world and all that happens in the world. Every time we cash a paycheck, it's because of our mind. Every time we vote in an election, every time we give a hug, every time we pray to God. And that's just the stuff connected with our waking consciousness. When we dip below the surface of our waking mind, that's where we find the real power that creates the stuff that determines how good our life really is. It's our subconscious mind, where every one of our emotions is formed. Happiness, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, all emotions spring forth from our subconscious mind. And it's our subconscious mind that determines how often we feel those emotions. It's our subconscious mind that also creates the undercurrents of influence that fuel our inner voice to either support us or tear us down and criticize us. It's our subconscious mind that controls how healthy our bodies are to a large degree and how much stress we feel about life, which also, by the way, directly impacts our health. Believe it or not, our subconscious mind even helps determine how old we are when we die. We'll look at that published science shortly. And so, when we're talking about handing you the keys to the kingdom of your mind, what we're talking about isn't just some weak sauce of tips and tricks you can try to employ in an attempt to marginally change your life for the better. These mind keys aren't the keys to some positive thinking or law of attraction crap that you may have heard about previously, where you try to think a certain way in contradiction of your subconscious mind in hopes that life will magically give you everything you want by simply thinking about it. That stuff is bullshit. And we'll present the proven science of why it's bullshit later in the book. No, when we're talking about giving you the keys to the kingdom of your mind, we're talking about giving you the keys to getting in deep. We're talking about the keys that can allow you to get into the control room of your mind, where the real power of your mind resides. We're talking about the keys that can turn up your intelligence, turn up your health, and open the door to the very room where your internal happiness is stored. Have you ever noticed that your mind scrooges on happiness, hoarding it like it's something you need to earn after you've aligned all the stars in the universe so that your mind can then trickle out some happiness to you from under the door? Here you go. Here's some happiness for you. Now go run some more errands and I'll give you some more happiness. Well, excuse my French, but fuck earning happiness from your own mind. That happiness behind the happiness door is yours, and you can open the happiness door and stroll right in and grab all you want if you have the keys. Listen, I promise to be straight up with you. So if you've always thought that your mind is simply out of control and there's nothing you can do about it, and you believe that you just need to deal with whatever your mind gives you at any particular moment, there's a lot you need to know about your mind.